You know, as Christians, we might believe in God, but do we have faith in Him? Are we willing to trust His promises and to follow us, to promises to us and follow Him, even if it might lead to hardship in our lives and within our relationships? Sadly, I think the answer to these questions in many Christians' hearts is no. Now, they might not say that, and they might protest, but if you look at their actions and how they live their lives as Christians, sadly, the answer becomes no. You know, we don't want to stick out our necks. To live as a Christian means putting ourselves above the crowd, outside the crowd, however you want to put it. You know, we want a nice, smooth ride through life. We don't want to create any ripples. We don't want to create any bumps. We want to make things as easy as possible. And to truly follow our Lord does create ripples, does create bumps in our lives. But we have an example of what it means to follow our Lord, to trust in Him, and to have true faith in Him. When we look in the first reading at Abraham, of course, this is before he was renamed Abraham, he had great trust in the promise of God. He had faith in that promise. God promised him that there would be great blessings for his descendants. His descendants would become a mighty nation and would have this promised land, this great land for their inheritance. And he followed it. Now, he didn't know God. You look in the readings, you look in Genesis before the reading, he did not know God as well as his descendants did. But yet he trusted in God's promise. Now, that choice to follow that promise had to be difficult for Abraham. I mean, after all, there was uncertainty. Where was this land located? It wasn't like God gave him a map saying, it's going to be right here, you're going to have all this land. It's all, you know, kind of like when you're checking out a plot of land to purchase, you have an idea of where that land is. Abraham didn't have that. There was probably sorrow for leaving family behind. It says it left the land of his kinsmen, the land where his family was from, land where his tribe was from. He left that to follow this God that he barely knew. Now, this definitely isn't in the scriptures, but knowing human nature, he may have even received some ridicule for going out and following this strange God, this God that was different from the gods everybody else followed. It might seem foolish to go to some faraway land that you might not know where it's at. But yet he did it. And we see the results in the size and the numbers of the people of Israel. If we have faith in God's promises, as Abraham did, it also means that we have to follow his commands, as Abraham did. It means we'll have to do things that'll make us uncomfortable. We'll have to leave our comfort. We might have to do things that are contrary to much of the rest of the world. The world says and does things which may not be in conformity with God's commands. We might have to allow our thoughts and our feelings and our desires to be changed by what God has revealed through the scriptures and through the church. We don't want to do that. And worst of all, and scary of all, we might have to give up control for our own lives to do what God wants us to do. And that won't be easy. You know, we've got our pride. We don't want to give that up. But it also won't be easy because there will be resistance. No one promised that to be a Christian, to live as a Christian, would be easy. In fact, St. Paul in the second reading today warns the exact opposite. He says to Timothy, bear with your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. To follow the gospel, to follow the Christ, will lead to hardship. So why do we want to do it? Why would we want to go through that hardship? Wouldn't it be easier to avoid it? It would be easier, but then we wouldn't be following our Lord. So why do we do it? Because God saved us and called us to a holy life. Not according to our own works, but according to his own design and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began. We do it because any hope of salvation that we have comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. Any hope we have of entering into eternal life in heaven comes through him. If we want to be saved, we will follow our Lord. Christ gave his life that we might be saved. To be a Christian and to trust in God's promise means having the willingness to do the same. And yes, there will be hardships. There will be difficulties. You might get pushback from your family and friends. You might have to do things you really don't want to do because it is the harder path. But the land that we're going to, the promised land which God has prepared for us in heaven, is far beyond anything we can imagine, far beyond the promise that Abraham had of the promised land here on earth. And when we get there, the hardships we face here on earth, well, they'll be nothing. They'll seem insignificant. Yesterday, actually, at the fish fry, I saw a good analogy of what the hardships in this life will be like. We're sitting there eating, and there was a child who was running around, a little boy about 4 years old or so, running around and playing and having a good time, and he must have smacked his hand or something against a chair or a table and started just screaming and crying in pain. He was just in anguish. I think they thought he had broken his hand. Well, about 10 minutes later, he was laughing and playing and running around and acting like a typical 3-year-old kid again. The pain was forgotten. That's what our hardships in life will be like when we enter into our eternal reward. The things that we had to suffer here on earth will seem like those momentary pain that's there 1 minute, gone the next. So why do we want to do this? Why do we want to follow our Lord? Because we want to enter into heaven. That's what it's all about.